sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
That's feel good music from Rosie on the House this beautiful weekend Saturday morning. We're here to put a smile on your face. We're here to put a twinkle in your eye. We're here to melt away your anxieties and put a tap in your toe. If it has anything to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, we're going to go open hour here and allow you to dial in toll-free from wherever you are in the great state of Arizona. The toll-free number is 1-888-767-4348. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. We'll talk about any project you're trying to get done around your house or your home. But I want to kick the show off by the article we have in the Arizona Republic home section today. Oh, wait, before we do that, Romy, what do you know about this Cajun Fest? What is this?
I have no idea. I just know it's in Chandler.
It's in Chandler.
I know Brett from Cohills is going because he texted me asking if I was going to be there. I know Arizona Alligators is going to be doing their Zydeco.
What is that?
That's a band, Arizona Alligators.
Arizona Alligators.
They perform under a couple different names.
Okay.
Loose Cannon Blues Band.
Okay.
James Bailey is the drummer and singer and washboard player. He asked if we were going to be there, but we have Junior Rodeo this weekend, so I'm not making it. I was curious to go and check it out.
Yeah, it looks like admission's $10, VIP admission $65. The Dr. A.J. Chandler Park, 125 East Commonwealth. It goes from noon to 9 p.m. today. Who's sponsoring it?
I couldn't tell you that either.
Don't know that either, huh?
We have had such a busy spring. I saw it.
You've been boiling
a couple weeks ago.
You've been boiling a lot of crawfish.
And I just, you know, I know I'm busy that weekend. I haven't even looked into it, but yeah, it should be a good time if y'all go. Email us some pictures to info@rosieonthehouse.com. We'd love to check them out.
They're gonna have.
We're doing our own Cajun thing. We've turned on a number of the families at the Junior Rodeo to baby K's.
Yes.
And now with their location in Dobson, the rodeo this weekend is at the Welcome Home Ranch, and Gilbert or Chandler? It's on Val Vista. One side's Chandler, one side's Gilbert.
So yeah, okay.
I can never remember which one we're in, but it's down as far south as you can get south of Riggs. So I'm going by Baby K's on my way there. I'm picking up two chafing dishes of etouffee, two chafing dishes of jambalaya, a gumbo, potato salad, Rennie wings, boudin balls. Everyone's chipping in $40 a family. We've got like 20 couples, so we've got our own little Cajun festival going on at the Junior Rodeo.
There's an official one going on at the Dr. A.J. Chandler Park, 125 East Commonwealth in Chandler from noon to 9 today. General admission, $10, $65 VIP. I don't know what the VIP buys you. We'll have access to private seating area, private restrooms, front stage access, 6 adult beverages, and catered food from the Angry Crab Shack. So that's what the VIP buys you. But there's going to be crawfish eating contests, watermelon eating contests, and wings eating contests.
Only one of those scream Cajun.
Cajun Fest.
Now, we get asked all the time, you know, when are you doing crawfish in Phoenix? When are you doing crawfish in Phoenix? When are you doing crawfish in Phoenix? Well, we usually just do private parties. We don't do public events. Our public event is the festival. It's a conservation effort to trap crawfish out of Arizona lakes on the rim and Heber. We do it in August because that's when the temperature's right for trapping. But Where They Buck has put together a great event at the Roadrunner Saloon and Restaurant in New River on May 7th. They've got the crawfish boil at 4:30, then they've got bull riding at 8:30.
You have to do both? Can I just come up and eat crawfish and not bull ride?
Well, you watch the bull riding.
Okay.
These
I'd
are professionals.
Pay huge money to see that, Rosie. Huge money.
So, if you want crawfish, just like the festival, you've got to pre-purchase your tickets because it's a very expensive item to ship in, and you know there's a couple hundred pounds they order extra for walk-ins, but that's first come, first serve. So,
all right.
You gotta act now if you want crawfish. May 7th.
Well, here we are on the Rosie on the House Home Improvement Show, and we have taken a serious Rosie Romero bunny trail talking about everything Cajun. And again, the Cajun Festival is the one thing we're asked about more all year long than anything else we do. First weekend of August, Bison Ranch.
Correct. So that's the trapping contest and festival. Then there's this other festival we don't know anything about in Chandler
in
today.
In Chandler, yeah.
Noon to nine. Yeah. And then there's a crawfish, buck'em and suck'em, crawfish boiling bull riding in New River at the Roadrunner. May 7th.
Plenty of opportunities to get your crawfish fixed. But let's get to home improvement, because that's what we are, a home improvement show.
Hey, I didn't start this.
I know. I did it. I'm guilty. I do it all the time. And we're talking about what you need to know about a flipped house. You know, it was something that became very, very prominent. And why not? You know, I know a lot of people, back in 04, 05, 06, that were making modest incomes. We actually had an employee at Rosie on the House who was an intern at the radio station, and we hired her. She came on working for us. She was a writer at the time, and she helped produce the show and stuff like that. And she and her husband, newlyweds, were like flipping homes and moving up into higher and higher and higher priced homes. And he had a good job, but I mean, they were buying homes that were approaching $600,000, $800,000, almost $750,000 on income that could never, ever justify that. But the gain was so big that it was worth the gamble. And they, like many others, ended up paying the price, ended up moving back home to Oklahoma, and unfortunately went through a tough time. And these homes that they were buying in 05, 06 was really the peak in Arizona. And we're about 20% short of that peak right now. But that peak collapsed in some neighborhoods by as much as 70%. So a home that was worth $100,000 in 06, in 09, in some neighborhoods was worth $30,000. My F-250 costs more than what you could have bought some of these places for. Another employee of Rosie on the House took advantage of that opportunity and picked up several homes for $30,000. Do you know how much you have to put down on a house for $30,000?
If it's 10%.
It's almost nothing.
$3,000?
It's almost nothing. You know what the interest rates were back then? 3%. You know what a mortgage for $27,000 at 3% is? Like $180 a month. You know what you rent those condos for?
Oh, gosh.
About $800.
Yeah.
You're like at $600 to $650 positive cash flow just the minute you close escrow. So a lot of these homes bred a world of investors that came in from every place in the globe, scooping up these homes at 30 and 40% of value. And then they would...
And it didn't seem to stop.
No. And it was like slapping lipstick on a pig. They'd come in, they'd paint it, they'd put new carpet in it, and they'd pick it up. I'm going to use that same home. They'd pick it up for 30. They'd put 5 in it, hold it, positive cash flow to a renter for 1 or 2 years, and spin it off later at $60,000-$70,000 of almost a 100% return on investment in 3 years or less. Now, baby, that's a good return on investment. But so much of this work, and then some of them got cocky and they started doing more things. They started replacing kitchen cabinets. They started replacing kitchen appliances. They started adding new lighting into the bathrooms.
Because competition came in. So they had to get
trickier. Step it up, baby.
Blingier, whatever you want to call it.
Once you get this thing on the market, the last thing you want is it sitting on the market because you don't have anybody in there paying the rent on it and you've got the carrying costs.
Because you would have 6 on a street. And the one with the granite countertops might sell. I mean, yeah, it was...
Absolutely.
I saw it break up neighborhoods just because everyone moved out, thinking they were upgrading somewhere else. And many of them ended up foreclosing or bankrupting on those other ones. And then displaced. It was quite...
It's the whole flipped
disheartening
house industry. And there's a lot you need to know because a lot of these homes now are making their way back to the market because our base value has gotten back up to the point where their returns on selling these homes, they don't need to rent them any longer. They don't need to hold them any longer to make a very, very attractive return on investments. There's things you need to know about these homes that I want to share with you. One, I'm going to use a perfect example, something that happened to me 2 weeks ago. We're remodeling a house in South Central Scottsdale, right about Thomas and Miller, for a school teacher. We're converting a carport into a garage. And so when I'm in that part of town, it's absolutely one of my favorite parts of town. Those are all built in the 50s and the 60s, a whole
red brick,
area.
I bet.
They're all brick homes. Yeah. They're solid bones. And I always am looking
White
for
eaves.
An investment opportunity down there because I love real estate as where my portfolio lives. And so I'm driving, and there's this flip home, an obvious flip home that has a for sale sign on it. And it's an open house. And I cannot pass up the opportunity of parking and walking in that house. Walk in the house. Nice little realtor greets me at the door. There's cookies on the kitchen counter with a little coffee made and orange juice. And I can have a cookie and sip and talk to her. And I ask her, what's your sales price? And she told me the price. And right off the top of my head, I'm thinking, well, you're about 40% too high for me as an investor. I said, but if I am interested in the home, can I get the name of the licensed contractor that did the work? And I'd like to see a copy of the permit and all inspection reports. And she just looked at me.
Tweet, tweet. That was my impersonation of a cricket.
That's
chirp,
a-
chirp, 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 chirp.
Oh, well, thanks for the explanation.
That
mommy.
Was a cricket? Chirp.
Do you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
No sleep, but she does that sort of thing.
She couldn't give me... She couldn't give me the name of the contractor because there was no licensed contractor, did it? She couldn't give me the permit or any inspection reports because they hadn't done it with license. And, Romy, they had gone through every single room, blown out load-bearing walls, expanded the family room, completely revamped the kitchen. So you've got to get the licensed contractor's name. You've got to get the record of the inspections. Beware of flipped homes. When we get back, we're going to talk to Shelly in Peoria, wants to talk about how to super cool her home. We have to take Susan, that wants to talk about her Prescott home, because she called actually earlier in the show, and we promised we'd get to her. And Ken in Scottsdale wants to talk about a deadbolt issue. We have an open line. If you want to jump on board with Rosie on Ask, do it now. 1-888-767-4348. What was that? Chirp? tweet? What?
Shut up.